Have you ever wondered how some brands, well, they just seem to build this really powerful online presence, but without constantly, shoving products in your face? Or how sometimes a really great piece of content just suddenly seems to be everywhere and it really elevates that brand status? Well, today we're doing a deep dive into exactly that. We're looking at the strategic world of branded content campaigns and specifically their crucial role in building valuable backlinks for SEO. Our mission for you today is pretty straightforward. We want to unpack what branded content actually is, why it's so incredibly powerful for online visibility, and how brands are, effectively using it, not just to connect with audiences, which is important, but also to significantly boost their search engine optimization through strategic link building.
Yeah, we're pulling the most important sort of nuggets of knowledge from a really comprehensive guide on this topic. We want to make it easy for you to grasp these essential concepts. So expect to uncover the benefits, the strategies for actually creating and distributing this stuff, and how to measure success. Hopefully you'll get that aha.
A moment about what really moves the needle in digital marketing today. Okay, so let's unpack this then. What exactly is branded content? It sounds like it's definitely more than just a standard ad.
Yeah, you're spot on there. It's way beyond a traditional ad. What's really interesting is that branded content, well, it's a powerful marketing tool, but it skillfully weaves a brand story, its values, into engaging materials. And the key thing is it does it without directly promoting specific products or services. It's really about fostering a deeper, more meaningful connection with people, kind of subtly.
So it's not an ad because the goal is an immediate sales. It's playing a longer game. What forms can this not an ad take then?
Exactly. The main difference is that focus on value and connection, rather than just, the hard sell. And it can show up in so many different ways. Think articles, videos, podcasts, even those interactive infographics you see. The emphasis is always on telling a compelling story, being creative, designing something that genuinely captivates your audience, makes them want to engage. And here's where it really connects to what we're talking about today for SEO. A big goal, a significant objective, is acquiring those valuable backlinks. See, highly regarded websites, influential blogs, they're naturally more inclined to link to content that genuinely resonates, that delivers real value to their audiences too. And that's why these branded content campaigns can be, well, an absolute game changer for your SEO efforts.
Okay, so the backlink angle is huge, clearly a massive win. But it sounds like branded content is doing a lot more under the hood, beyond just helping with Google rankings. What else is it achieving for brands?
Oh, definitely. It's got a whole suite of advantages, really. For starters, it seriously supercharges brand awareness. When it's done well, good branded content grabs attention. It helps people recognize your brand, and that naturally pushes more traffic to your website, which in turn can boost your search rankings. And like we just touched on, the SEO impact is massive. Quality content that offers real value gets shared, right? And those shares often lead to natural inbound links that build your website's authority, its credibility, often without you even having to ask for the link.
That makes sense. Authority and credibility.
Yeah, and think about this. When reputable sources link to your content, it inherently boosts your credibility within your industry. It's almost like an endorsement, builds trust. And then there's engagement. Heightened engagement. People are just far more likely to share content that's genuinely entertaining or informative, or maybe hits them emotionally somehow. That sharing amplifies your visibility, creates even more pathways for those backlinks we want, which further improves your organic reach. Plus, unlike traditional ads, which can sometimes feel a bit disruptive, branded content immerses the audience in a story they choose to engage with. And that usually leads to a much more favorable perception of the brand because you're giving them something valuable, not just trying to take their attention.
So if we kind of zoom out, it sounds like brands that are really leveraging branded content for backlinks, they're not just chasing clicks. They're actually building deeper relationships and a much more robust online presence overall.
Precisely. It genuinely helps foster those stronger audience relationships and ultimately, increased online visibility right across the board.
So it's definitely not just about creating any old content then, is it? Authenticity seems like it must be absolutely crucial here.
You've totally hit on the bedrock. Authenticity is, well, it's everything when it comes to successful branded content. And the real power of that authenticity, it isn't just about building trust, though that's huge. It's that truly authentic stories, they don't just get shared. They get referenced. Think of it like a ripple effect. When your content genuinely reflects your brand's core values, it naturally attracts links from other sites whose values align, and that creates a much stronger, more credible network than any kind of, you know, purely transactional link building ever could.
Okay, so if a brand talks a lot about sustainability, for example, their content needs to actually show that, not just mention it.
Exactly right. If sustainability is core to your brand, your content should organically showcase eco-friendly practices, or maybe tell compelling stories about environmental impact. That alignment, it doesn't just reinforce your message. It makes your content inherently more shareable, and that significantly increases the likelihood of earning those high-quality inbound links. Plus, you've got to maintain consistency in that messaging. That's paramount. If your brand stands for something, pretty much every piece of content should echo that. This consistency builds a cohesive brand identity, which in turn encourages reputable websites to link to you because they recognize your sort of unwavering commitment to your values. Brands that manage to portray their ethos really effectively through engaging content, they often become seen as industry leaders, making them highly attractive for those backlink opportunities.
That makes total sense. But let's get practical. How do we actually make content that's not just authentic, but genuinely so compelling that other sites, other people want to link back to it?
Yeah, cracking that code definitely requires a strategic approach. First off, you need to forget the idea of just churning out content like a content mill. The real insight here is that one genuinely insightful, meticulously researched piece of branded content that can earn you far more high authority backlinks than, say, 100 mediocre articles ever could. It's about becoming a cornerstone resource, something others feel they have to cite, not just another voice adding to the noise. You want to leverage comprehensive research, expert insights, really transform ordinary topics into authoritative pieces.
Okay, so quality over quantity, big time.
Absolutely. Second, relevance is critical. You need to tailor your content so it resonates deeply with specific audiences. That ensures heightened engagement. For instance, like we mentioned, a travel brand could develop an incredibly detailed guide on sustainable travel practices that wouldn't just appeal to eco-conscious travelers, but also to a whole range of travel blogs promoting similar themes. By weaving in unique insights, maybe lesser-known facts, your content really distinguishes itself. It compels others to link back for reference.
Gotcha. Make it uniquely valuable.
Exactly. And third, think about shareability. You need to incorporate elements that practically beg to be shared. Things like captivating headlines, interactive features, maybe visually stunning graphics, content that evokes strong emotions, whether it's humor, inspiration, maybe intrigue. That stuff has a much higher likelihood of spreading widely, and that significantly boosts its potential for earning links. Ultimately, when you nail quality, relevance, and shareability, you create this sort of virtuous cycle of engagement, visibility, and organic traffic growth.
Okay, but before you even start writing or, you know, shooting a video, you really need to know who you're talking to, right? It seems like just guessing your audience is a recipe for content that just sits there and does nothing.
Oh, absolutely. Understanding your audience is the absolute cornerstone of developing any compelling content. You've got to dedicate real time to thorough research. Creating detailed audience personas that truly represent the different segments of your target market is key. By diving deep into their needs, their preferences, their pain points, you can tailor your content to really hit home, to resonate with their specific interests. So for example, if your brand caters to tech enthusiasts, producing content that explores the latest innovations or reviews cutting-edge gadgets isn't just informative, it actually builds a deeper connection.
And that's not a one-off task, I imagine.
No, definitely not. It should be an ongoing process. You should be actively soliciting feedback, monitoring how people interact with your content. You know, what resonates best, what falls flat. As you spot trending topics or emerging interests within your audience, you can adjust your content strategy on the fly to make sure it stays relevant. And don't forget about audience diversity either. A global audience, for instance, will have really varying cultural references and preferences. So factoring in local context, maybe popular trends in certain regions or specific regional issues, that can really enhance relatability and encourage greater sharing across different platforms, which, again, boosts the chances of earning those valuable links.
Right. And once you really know your audience inside out, then it's all about the story, because facts are great, but stories are what really stick with people.
Exactly. Storytelling is absolutely fundamental for compelling branded content. An engaging storyline doesn't just captivate the audience. It genuinely motivates them to share it and potentially link back to it. You'd start by identifying the core message or theme that really aligns with your brand's values. Maybe it's customer success stories or the journey of how a product was developed. Then you construct narratives that evoke genuine emotions, whether that's through humor, inspiration, or maybe highlighting relatable challenges that people feel personally connected to.
Using real people or relatable situations helps too, I bet.
Hugely. Incorporating characters or relatable personas really enhances engagement. People are naturally drawn to narratives that reflect their own experiences or perhaps their aspirations. Using things like real-world case studies or testimonials, for instance, adds incredible credibility and authenticity. Sometimes a video showcasing your brand's community involvement can be far more impactful than just a written article. It creates a more immersive experience that really entices viewers to engage and hopefully share.
We definitely live in such a visual world now. So how do visuals play into all of this? It surely can't be just about making something look pretty.
Oh, not at all. Visuals are absolutely crucial. The human brain processes visuals, something like 60,000 times faster than text? That's incredibly important in today's digital landscape where attention spans are, notoriously short. By integrating visually stimulating elements, images, videos, infographics, brands can swiftly capture interest, dramatically increasing the likelihood of shares and, yes, those valuable backlinks we keep talking about.
So choosing the right type of visual is important too.
Definitely. You need to choose the most suitable multimedia formats for whatever message you're trying to convey. Infographics, for example, they're brilliant at breaking down complex data or presenting stats in a way that's easy to digest and highly shareable. Video content, on the other hand, offers really dynamic storytelling opportunities. Think tutorials, behind-the-scenes glimpses, powerful customer testimonials. And when you think about social media specifically, you need to tailor your multimedia approach for each platform. Short-form, punchy videos might work best for TikTok or Instagram Reels, whereas more in-depth webinars or explainer videos might be better suited for LinkedIn.
And there's an SEO angle to visuals too, right? Beyond just engagement.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Don't forget the SEO side for your visuals. Use descriptive alt tags for images and clear file names that help search engines understand what the images are about, which enhances discoverability. And naturally, incorporating relevant keywords within captions or descriptions can also improve the chances of your visual content being found and ultimately shared or linked to.
Okay, so you've poured all this effort into creating amazing, authentic, visually appealing, story-driven content. Fantastic. Now, how do you actually get it in front of the right eyeball so it can start earning those precious backlinks?
Right. This is where strategic distribution becomes absolutely crucial. Great content needs a great push. One really powerful channel is collaborating with influencers. These are people who've already built established audiences who trust their opinions. That makes them incredibly powerful allies in amplifying your message. But it's vital to pick influencers whose values genuinely align with your brand. That ensures the message resonates authentically with their audience. You need to craft a compelling pitch, highlighting the mutual benefits, and importantly, allow them some creative freedom to express your brand's message in a way that feels natural to their personal style.
So not just giving them a script to read out.
Exactly. You might even co-create content, like doing joint webinars or co-authoring articles. And of course, always monitor the impact track engagement metrics, and crucially, the backlinks generated from that collaboration.
Okay, influencers make sense. What else?
Well, another crucial hub is social media, obviously. It lets you engage directly with your audience in real time. But you'll want to tailor your approach for each platform. Think visually driven content for Instagram and Pinterest, short, punchy videos for TikTok and maybe Twitter, and perhaps more in-depth discussions or thought leadership pieces for LinkedIn and Facebook. You should actively encourage shares through engaging posts, maybe polls, or even contests that reward sharing activity. And if you have the budget, leveraging social media advertising can significantly expand your reach beyond just your existing organic followers.
And guest posting, is that still a thing?
Oh, definitely. Guest posting is still a highly effective strategy. By contributing high-quality articles to reputable blogs within your specific industry, you position your brand as an authority. This drives relevant traffic back to your site and really enhances your credibility. The key is to do your research, identify the right platforms, tailor your pitch to highlight your unique expertise, and make sure your content offers genuinely fresh insights. And always include a clear call to action, gently guiding readers back to your own website for more information or related resources.
What about good old email?
Yeah, never underestimate the power of email marketing. It remains one of the most effective channels for direct distribution, especially to an audience that's already engaged with your brand. Create informative newsletters featuring your latest branded content. Use compelling subject lines to get opens. segment your lists for maximum relevance, and include strong visuals, clear calls to action, and importantly, sharing buttons to encourage recipients to spread the word themselves. And as always, remember to regularly analyze performance metrics like open rates and click-through rates to continually refine your email strategy.
Okay, so the content is out there, people are seeing it, but how do you actually know if it's working? What should we be looking at to figure out if all this effort is actually paying off?
That's such a critical question. Measurement is absolutely how you refine your approach and justify the investment. Firstly, monitoring backlink quality is huge. It's not just about the quantity of links, but getting links from websites that Google actually trusts and sees as important. That's what we mean by authority. High-quality backlinks from reputable, relevant sources can significantly enhance your organic rankings. Tools like RFs and Moz are great for this. They let you assess the domain authority of the sites linking to you. And you should regularly review your backlink profile. Look for any low-quality or potentially toxic links.
Toxic links.
Yeah, spammy links, basically. And you could disavow them using Google's disavow tool. That's essentially telling Google, hey, ignore these potentially harmful links. They aren't representative of us, so they don't drag your site down. Also, pay close attention to the context of these backlinks. Links that are naturally integrated within truly relevant content carry far more weight than, say, a link just stuck in a directory somewhere.
Okay, quality and context of links. Got it.
What else? Secondly, you need to evaluate engagement metrics, things like likes, shares, comments, and crucially, the time people actually spend on your content page. These are vital indicators of how well your content is resonating. High social engagement often correlates with increased link building opportunities because it shows people are clearly finding value and wanting to share it. And tools like Google Analytics are indispensable here. They let you track user behavior on your website, metrics like bounce rate, time on page to show if your content is truly capturing and holding attention.
And the bottom line, ROI.
Exactly. Finally, assessing ROI and conversion rates is crucial for understanding the overall effectiveness of your campaign. You need to calculate your return on investment. Consider both the direct and indirect benefits, things like increased website traffic, enhanced brand awareness. Precisely. Effective SEO really starts way before you even hit publish. It begins with comprehensive keyword research. You should be using tools like Google Keyword Planner, SEMrush, Ahrefs, you know the ones, to uncover not just high-traffic keywords, but also those longer-tail keywords that perfectly align with your content themes. The absolute key here is to integrate these keywords naturally into your content. Avoid keyword stuffing at all costs that can actually hurt you. Include related terms and synonyms, too, that helps bolster semantic relevance because search engines are getting smarter about understanding context. And remember, keyword research isn't static. You need to regularly update your keyword strategy as search trends and user behavior evolve.
Okay, keyword sorter. What about the page itself? On-page stuff.
Right. Then there are the on-page SEO best practices. You need to optimize your meta tags. That's your title tag and your meta description. Make sure they clearly convey the value of the content and include relevant keywords naturally. Use headings and subheadings properly, like an H1 tag for your main title, and then H2s and H3s for your subheadings, incorporating keywords where it makes sense. This not only provides a logical structure for readers, but also helps search engines understand the hierarchy and topics within your content.
And linking within your own site, internal linking.
Yes, establishing robust internal linking is also crucial. It's important for both user experience, helping people find related content, and for SEO. Identify your cornerstone content, those really high-quality, comprehensive articles that cover essential topics for your audience, and link to them strategically from other relevant pages throughout your site. And use descriptive anchor text, the actual clickable words, instead of generic terms like click here. Search engines rely heavily on anchor text to understand the context of the linked page. Regular audits of your internal linking structure are definitely a good idea to keep it healthy and effective.
Anything else technical you should keep in mind?
And finally, just a quick but really important one. Ensure your content is mobile friendly and loads quickly. With so many users browsing on mobile devices these days, optimizing for speed and responsiveness isn't just nice to have. It's essential for both user engagement and achieving better search rankings. Google prioritizes mobile friendly sites.
Right. Of course, as with anything in digital marketing, it's probably not all smooth sailing. There must be challenges. What should we be prepared for when venturing into branded content campaigns?
That's a really great point to bring up. It's definitely not without its hurdles. One of the biggest challenges is ensuring consistent content quality, day in, day out. This is pretty much non-negotiable if you want to keep your audience engaged and consistently attract those reputable backlinks. It requires a really rigorous content creation process. That means thorough research, getting expert input when needed, multiple rounds of editing, and strictly adhering to a brand style guide for consistency. Investing in professional design for your visuals also makes a significant difference in elevating the overall presentation and perceived quality.
And what happens when people, well, don't like it? Negative feedback.
Yeah. Another challenge is effectively handling negative feedback. It's pretty much inevitable, especially online, that you'll get critical comments or reviews sometimes. How your brand responds can significantly impact its reputation and trustworthiness. The key is to respond promptly and professionally. Acknowledge the feedback, provide thoughtful responses, and if there's genuinely an error in your content, correct it publicly. That kind of transparency can actually bolster your brand's reputation. And ironically, sometimes handling criticism well can even encourage more people to link back, showing your commitment to integrity and accuracy. You can also use negative feedback constructively as a catalyst for improvement, especially if multiple readers express similar concerns.
And the digital landscape is always changing.
Yeah.
Algorithms.
Exactly. Lastly, adapting to evolving algorithm changes is a constant challenge. Search engine algorithms, social media platform algorithms, they're always shifting, always being updated. So brands have to stay agile and informed. This means proactively following industry news, maybe participating in webinars, engaging with SEO communities online. You need to consistently review your content's performance. If you suddenly see a decline in traffic or engagement for certain pieces, it might indicate a need to adjust your strategy. Perhaps that means refreshing outdated content, refining your keyword focus, or maybe incorporating more video content if algorithm updates seem to favor it. Staying attuned to these shifts is crucial to ensure your content remains relevant and discoverable over time.
Okay, so to kind of wrap this all up, branded content, it's clearly not just about telling a nice story. It's a real strategic powerhouse. It helps generate those valuable backlinks, boost your SEO, deepen audience relationships, all without that overt hard sell approach. We've seen how critical things like authenticity, strategic creation, diverse distribution, and really rigorous evaluation are to making it work. Hopefully, as we've walked through this deep dive together, you've started to get a real sense of just how powerful this approach can be and maybe got some ideas on how you could apply these insights. So I guess the final thought to leave you with is, what does this all mean for you? In this world that's just saturated with information, where everyone's attention spans seem fleeting, maybe the most powerful asset a brand can actually cultivate isn't just its product or service, but maybe it's a truly compelling, authentic story, a story that others, your audience, your peers, other websites, they just can't help but share and reference. How might you start crafting your story so that it resonates that deeply, so deeply that it naturally becomes a valuable resource for others? Something to think about.